Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 24th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a penny and three quarters, closing at 371 and a quarter, July beans steady, closing at 948 and a quarter, and July wheat up 3 cents, closing at 432 and a half. The corn and the wheat closed pretty much on their highs. We rallied the corn good 3 cents off the lows, the wheat 4.5-5 cents off the lows. The beans really couldn't get anything going here today. I guess people are thinking maybe there will be a few more bean acres out there, but I'm really not seeing that myself. I think the corn and wheat were higher because, again, it's raining in Chicago. It was raining all morning here. It's still cool and cloudy. Looks like heavy rains coming in everywhere west of the Mississippi over the next few days. Still very cool weather. The 14-day forecast is wet and cool. So I don't see anything out here that would indicate that we're looking at a huge corn crop out here, or a wheat crop for that matter. I don't think we have any idea how bad this wheat damage is. We had more comments today from clients about how bad the wheat is, how the beans are having a tough time getting in. The replanted corn's having a tough time. We had one positive comment from a client in Missouri who said they look pretty good. But overall, I think, we're going to lose some corn acres here. And my guess is it'll go into prevent plant. But we're still wrestling with the same thing we've been wrestling with. We've got the funds short. They believe that the world stocks are still too big and we can't get rid of the grain. We've got good demand, but again, big carryouts both U.S. and around the world. So they're maintaining bearish positions. We're going to need to see something exceptional to take us out of these ranges that we're seeing in the corn, wheat, and beans here. We need the corn to close over 380. We need beans to close over 970, wheat over 440. If we do that, then I think we'll get the funds to cover. Are they going to cover anything between now and the end of the week? If we could have been really positive here Monday, Tuesday, I would have thought that maybe we'd scare them in a little bit, but we haven't really done much. So I don't really see the impetus for the funds to cover. But, on any given day, if we come in and the forecasts remain cold and wet, maybe they want to pull the trigger here. But we'll see. Overall, I still have a bias toward the upside, really in corn and wheat and the beans. We'll have to see if we get them in the ground. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.